It is not enough to say here that through the ages history has been an important instrument in shaping the course of human affairs. It gave to the Prussians that sense of military powers by which they were known for so many ages. It gave to every generation of Britons an appreciation for the dominant role that England has played in world affairs for centuries. It has given to America an almost eerie sense of virtue in its conduct and deep appreciation for the historic foundations of democracy in this country. In the South, history has always had a profound influence, as we have seen, and has done much to give the South its present estimate of itself. It seems not too much to believe that if permitted to flourish without fetters, the new research and writing in Southern history will join the ranks of other forces, intellectual and otherwise, and enforcing the consideration of a new set of values more consonant with conditions of the mid-20th century than those to which it has held for so long. It is so important that efforts in this field, as in other fields, be free and untrammeled. History is so peculiarly susceptible to the influence of politics that it is easy for it to be employed for the aggrandizement of some particular point of view or some special interest. Unless the pursuit of these studies remains beyond the reach and influence of political interests, it will provide no valid intellectual basis for a new approach to the South's problems.